Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you about snapshots and sound bites? Pictures, right? Campaigns are pictures. Did any of you listen to the entire speech yesterday? Probably. We're like diehard P1s, Republicans, conservatives, Trump supporters. Some of you did. But I guarantee you, as much as many of us like Donald Trump and the MAGA movement, guarantee you 95% of America did not hear the whole Trump speech. And I'm going to tell you something. Doesn't matter. How dare you say? Doesn't matter. Campaigns are not hour-long speeches. Yes, they are. No, they're not. Sound bites and they're snapshots. You got Donald Trump on stage with two rappers saying he wants a grill with thousands and thousands of people in Crotona Park in the Bronx when Joe Biden can't dredge up 15 people for a rally in the deepest blue states. Tell me again how campaigns are about white papers and speeches. That's funny. They're not. Hope you like yesterday's show. We had a blast, man. We went at it for 3 hours yesterday, man. 2 hours on Patrick Beth David's show, then an hour on mine. We had a great crowd. Thank you all for showing up. We'll be doing some more of those. It's not really an interview show, as you know. I hope you guys don't mind. We like doing that, interacting with other people in the space. We learn a lot. A lot to talk about today. Hey, Beams Dream Powder. It's one of my favorites. It's their science-backed hot cocoa for sleep. They're giving our listeners up to 45% off, only our listeners, for Memorial Day at shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino at checkout to get up to 45% off. I've got that. And also, I got a serious story. I didn't get to follow up yesterday on this Mar-a-Lago raid. And we're not going to do a deep dive. We already did that. And there's no need to relitigate the whole thing. I just want to tell you that there's a message that came from that. And it has a lot to do with the Mar-a-Lago raid, a flag at Sam Alito's house, and something that happened in Ohio. And it also explains why the MAGA portion of the Republican Party is its only future. I promise you're going to want to listen to that. Folks, TommyJohn.com, TommyJohn.com/Dan. I love Tommy John. Let me tell you something. I work out a lot. I move around a lot. You know, you sweat. It's Florida. Florida, what was the temperature this morning, Gee? About 147. So it's, yeah, he's like roughly at night, it's about 222. Florida, it's hot. You damn well better be comfortable because there's nothing worse than being hot and uncomfortable at the same time. I've been a Tommy John customer for a long time. I love him. Little backstory, I heard about Tommy John on a radio spot. Gosh, when I lived in Maryland 15 years ago, I've been a customer ever since. I have even the old school pairs. I could probably hang them up in a Tommy John museum. I love my Tommy John underwear. And most importantly, so does Paula. Yes, rocking them right now. Order right now. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Dan. We love our Tommy Johns. So will you. So will your wife. If you don't love your Tommy Johns, you're covered by their best pair you'll ever wear. It's free guarantee. Comfort. I love them. If you're an athletic guy, even not an athletic guy, they're the perfect underwear for you. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Dan. TommyJohn.com/Dan. I love them. You'll love them. Check them out. Visit TommyJohn.com. for details. All right, fellas, big show today. These poor guys. I want to thank my production crew. I also want to thank producer Jim and the wonderful Evita Duffy for doing an amazing job on the radio. The crew this morning, I forced a lot of content in with like 2 minutes to go. And amazingly, we started the show almost on time. So thank you guys. So snapshots, fellas, snapshots, kids. That's all campaigns are. We are so immersed in this that we think everybody's listening to the entire Trump speech. I listened to it. I thought it was amazing. My humble opinion, I put it on True Social last night, is that I think it was Trump's best speech ever. It was funny. It was poignant. It showed his attachment to his home state of New York. I'm a New York kid myself. There were a diverse group of people in the actual sense, not the liberal phony sense. You had Black and Hispanic conservatives over there, Black and Hispanic former Democrats. In other words, there was ideological diversity there too, unlike liberals where everybody's a robot. I want to show you a few videos because AOC had been whining of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the hapless buffoon congresswoman who doesn't know her ass from her elbow. She had been saying all week, oh, nobody was going to be there. This is going to be a dead crowd. This is the South Bronx, South Bronx, like the rap song goes. She's like, I know this place better, even though she's not even from there. She's from Westchester, right? So AOC, who pretends she's down and all, she's like, a crowd, is no one going to be a crowd? So there was a video of AOC's crowd. It was tremendous. This is in her district. Oh, shit. Look at that. AOC. How many of those are staffers? How many people you think are in that room? 45, 50? Maybe. We're being generous because I don't want PolitiFact to come out and fact check us as false. I'll give him, I'll say 65 people in that room at best. But I can assure you that we can all agree, right? Evita, can you look at this too? There are definitely more empty seats than there are people by far. Yeah. Okay. Fact check, true on that. So that's AOC's own district. You know, she's down and all South Bronx, even though she's from the relatively wealthy area of Westchester. Nothing wrong with that, except she's a socialist. Okay, here's the Trump rally yesterday. Little bit of a different crowd, just kind of a few people, few more people. Oh, more. Oh, there's more. Wait, there's, oh shit, there's more? All right. Oh, wait, there's more. I thought this was a 10-second video. Oh, it's still going. There's still more. So now we've already, this is like, we're not even close to done, and we're already about 30 times AOC's crowd just on the line to get in. Look at that. You see black people, oh my gosh, Hispanic people, white people, so crazy. Left talks about diversity, and it seems like outside of a bunch of rich, upper-crust white people at our liberal rallies, it looks like the conservative rallies actually have this. So strange. All income levels, probably got some construction workers. That went on for 42 seconds. And let me just add, listen to me here. Serious time here. Well, it's always serious time, but serious time absent the sarcasm. Let me just say, without outing anyone, a friend reached out this morning and showed me some videos from behind the scenes. I don't mean like behind the security scenes. I mean stuff you didn't see in the media at the rally. I'm telling you, as a friend of yours, put aside my support for Trump for a minute. Anyone telling you that place wasn't packed is absolutely bullshitting you. What was the crowd number? I don't know, folks. I'm not a crowd analyst. I have no idea. I'm just telling you, if Joe Biden were to have a rally in the South Bronx, which he won't, he would be embarrassed. And I can almost guarantee you that less than 1,000 people would show up. And even that's being generous. Folks, snapshots are everything. Please don't forget the pure tactics of politics. This guy is not going to be the nominee. Joe Biden, that's this guy, the big guy. He is not going to be the nominee. There is no way the Democrats can continue with this. Everyone from CNN to MSNBC to everyone else on planet Earth is starting to realize that these snapshots are real. People are seeing it. Black voters, Spanish voters, white voters, working class voters, rich voters, low income voters, they're all seeing it. Compare that, what happened yesterday in the South Bronx. By the way, my wife is from the Bronx. She immigrated from Colombia to the United States, lived in the Bronx. My wife knows the Bronx well, okay? The Boogie Down Bronx is a blue, blue, blue area. Not so much anymore. Here was Joe Biden yesterday at a medal ceremony at the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know what to tell you with this guy anymore. Look at this guy. Folks, if you're watching on Spotify or listening on Spotify or Apple, I'm begging you humbly to go to the beginning of Rumble and watch. Look at that. He doesn't know what to do, folks. The lady is sitting. There's a woman sitting there with a medal for Joe Biden to put around someone's neck. Folks, seriously, how long has this been? Chat, folks. Justin, about 10 seconds, 12 seconds. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know he's supposed to grab the medal. Now he's holding the medal and he has no idea. Look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Holy shit. 13. That was a break for a holy shit. 14, 15, 16. Oh my gosh. Folks, that was 16 with a cuss word break. That really, I shouldn't say whore. That was no good. Sorry about that. I love God. That really, it was bad. I shouldn't be doing that. Let's just say shit. He doesn't know what to do. Look at that. He doesn't know what to do. Do I grab it? Do you have any idea how many times these guys are told what to do beforehand? Do you have any idea? He can't remember anything. Here's CNN yesterday. Again, folks, the commie news network, CNN acknowledging. This is why I'm telling you, this guy is not going to be the nominee. How much longer you think they're going to put up with this? Here's CNN at the rally having to acknowledge, hey, man, this don't look good for us. Check this out.
What was the crowd like and what kind of response did he get? Well, certainly a bigger crowd than I think Democrats would like to see, particularly given this is one of the bluest counties in the entire country. Now, one of the things that was interesting to me is that the Trump campaign said that they were going to micro-target to get people from the community to come to this rally. I wasn't sure what to expect. I've gone to a lot of these rallies across the country, and there are often people who travel hundreds of miles to see Donald Trump, and they're not necessarily part of the community. However, one of the things that I found was that there were a lot of people here that were actually from the Bronx.
Dinesh D'Souza tweeted out, "This is not the crowd at Trump's Bronx rally. This is the crowd that couldn't get into the rally." That's the overflow. That's the overflow in the South Bronx. Folks,
these
this is
are
not
supposed
going
to be
on.
Biden's biggest supporters, aren't they?
You ever see Tombstone, Evita? When
no.
Doc Holliday's like, "That's the rumor. That's the rumor, my friend." You're right about one thing. Those aren't only supposed to be Biden's supporters. You know, like loose supporters, union workers who sometimes go either way. Those are supposed to be his freaking diehards. Like people you don't even have to campaign in the district. It's a packed Trump rally. Folks, listen, man. I titled today's show, "The King of New York." By the way, you like Evita? We got a microphone for us. You can talk in the show. Yeah, it's pretty great, right? We got a big family. Once I open a new studio, the show's going to be totally bananas. I'm warning you right away. This is a huge, huge tactical lesson here, folks. The snapshots are adding up. I can guarantee you, a lot of the people at that rally yesterday, they work for a living. They haven't read Trump's white papers. They haven't read... It's not that they can't or they won't. They perfectly understand what's going on. They work for a living. A lot of them showed up because they've seen the pictures, they've heard the sound bites, and they're curious. And you know what? They love what they heard. The protesters were minimal. I'm going to tell you something. There's another valuable lesson here, folks. The future of the Republican Party and the old swampy wing is holding on like there's no tomorrow. You know who they are. I may mention it doesn't even matter at this point. You know who they are. The swampy wing is holding on for dear life. They really believe like their future is the past. The Republican Party's past of getting freaking dog walked by the left, kissing the left's ass. I mean, I'll throw one like a Mitt Romney type. Oh, all we got to do is let people know that we're the rational, reasonable ones, and they'll eventually come around. None of that's happened, dude. The left just goes crazier and crazier and crazier. The energy for the party is in the MAGA wing where their attitude, you know what their attitude is? Do we have to do this again, Justin? I don't like doing this multiple times in a week. Do we got to do it again? This is the... Need the foot. This is like the sixer, the six middle finger and the middle toes. They're at it. That's the matter. And they just want to fight. They're like, we want to fight back. We want to fight because you brought this fight to us. We didn't instigate this. No one in the MAGA crowd asked for their kids to be told they're girls when they're boys. No one asked for you to attack their church. No one asked for you to demand they stick a needle in their arm. No one asked for you to demand they put a dopey mask on their face. No one asked for you to shut down their church during COVID. No one asked for you to attack them for showing up at a school board. Nobody asked that. You lefty a-holes decided to do that to us. And the MAGA crowd's like, we're not doing the Mitt Romney getting dog walked anymore. We're going to feed you your own medicine. The energy for the party is in one place and one place only. It's the MAGA crowd, and you better damn well get used to it. Again, addition by subtraction is not a thing. I get it. I want these people's support. I'm not here to insult them. I wish we had a big tent, and I hope we do. But if you don't want to be in the tent, then subtraction by subtraction is a thing too. Then you're useless. You're just hurting us and wasting energy. That's why this story about the Mar-a-Lago thing, the raid, and the fact that they even needed to do a use of force briefing, which was totally unnecessary because they shouldn't have been there with firearms at all, creating an unnecessarily hostile confrontational situation. That's why the story's a big deal. And that some people don't get this. and feel the need to be take the easy route rather than the right one, and they're sitting there on Twitter all day as reply guys, shows you why that segment of the party is dead. And really, subtraction by subtraction is a thing. Cut them out of your life, folks. I want to show you what I mean. I want to contrast it with a couple of stories here. So we get this story about the Mar-a-Lago raid from a great reporter, Julie Kelly. She shows you actual court documents. I'm going to show you, by the way, the judge that signed off on this coming up later. You'll see what I mean. I hope I can get to it. If not, I'll get to it on the radio show. But you've got these actual documents that the FBI, because they handled this thing so piss poorly and didn't work this out in advance, created a potential blue-on-blue situation serious enough that they had to give the standard briefing in an unstandard operation. And a bunch of clowns on our side spend an entire week defending the police state left. It's freaking unbelievable. But that's a real story. And then you get a fake story. Justice Alito. Did you hear this story? Sam Alito, of course, Supreme Court Justice. There are liberals listening, so we have to speak slowly. That the Justice Alito's wife had hung an American flag upside down after the election, i.e. the country was in distress. So you're probably thinking, folks, go look it up. This is all over the liberal media. He should resign, Justice Alito, recuse himself. He should be shut up and put a ball gag in his mouth. He should never rule on another Trump case again. Notice the difference on the left, though. You don't see anyone on the left telling their own people, hey, guys, it's a stupid story. Upside down flag the guy's wife put up, like this really isn't a big deal. Why don't you see that? Why? Because they know how to win, dipshits. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the clowns in our movement. Here, thank you. This wasn't even part of the show. Look, in case you think I'm making this up, thank you, Justin. Why was Alito flying the flag upside down after January 6th? This is a real story. You see the left kicking the shit out of their own people over this fake story? No. Why? Because they know how to win, dipshits. Get your freaking heads surgically removed from your rectums and wake the up. There's a fight going on for the country, and you're on the wrong team. You spent 5 seconds justifying an armed raid at a Secret Service secured compound that was confrontational. Don't tell me about the Delaware thing at Biden's house. Biden was in on that. If you spent a second defending this, you're the problem. Even worse than the left. I'll show you another story. Why we lose. I shouldn't say we're winning, the MAGA crowd. Obviously, I just showed you the snapshots. Why the establishment wing that wants to be we are continuing to lose, the Mitt Romney class. The Democrats invented a bunch of fake lawsuits in Colorado and elsewhere to kick Trump off the ballot. Completely invented reason in the most unconstitutional attempt to hijack an election I've ever seen. You know the story. Colorado Secretary of State's like, yeah, we're going to try to kick Trump off the ballot because he's like an erectionist or something. Oh, an erectionist. Really? Like a Viagra? Oh, insurrection. You got that from Joe Biden. That sounds crazy. Look at this story out of Ohio. The dumbass Democrats in Ohio scheduled their convention after Ohio's date limit for getting a candidate on the ballot. It's the law. We didn't do anything. The Republicans had nothing to do with it. The Democrats are just stupid. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, however, who's a Republican, calls lawmakers into special session to fix Biden ballot debacle. Why? Governor DeWine, who's not DeWine at all. The fuck are you doing, bro? Why do you? It's not your problem. This is the actual law. So the Democrats invent a law to kick Trump off the ballot. Invent an actual case that didn't exist about insurrectionist erectionists. Yet the Democrats break the law and screw it up. And they're expecting the Republican legislature and the Republican governor to fix it. The legislature, to their credit. So, by the way, in the chat, this is why I'm saying, don't shit on all Republicans. Don't. Because you're wrong. The Republican legislature in Ohio is like, we're not doing shit. You guys effed it up. It's not, so they're not the problem. This is why I'm telling you. We have a portion of our party that's doing great stuff. the MAGA wing, whatever you want to call it, the new populism wing. I don't know, I'm not a populist, but whatever you choose to call it, it's up to you. And then we have the old swampy wing. Mike, not Divine DeWine. We'll fix it for you. That's why you lose. That's why people show up for Trump and don't show up for you. But we're all Republicans. No, we're not. No, we're not. We're not all Republicans. No, we're not. You're not. I am. You're not. Fakes. You see what happens? You see why the left wins? Who's fixing the Trump problem for the Democrat side? Who's fixing the Trump problem with the fake laws? The answer is no one. Who's fixing the Biden problem? Republicans. For the same thing with Mar-a-Lago versus Alito. This is why we're in charge now. You ever see that Giphy from the Tom Hanks movie? We're in charge now. All right, quick break, and I want to get back to you. Folks, the deep state, if you don't understand the fight we're in the deep state, the deep state stories yesterday, if you haven't seen these stories, man, you got lost in the Trump rally. They are devastating. Bone Charge, in these crazy days, we got to recharge and refresh in a natural way. To that end, I discovered Bone Charge, a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize life in every way. One of my favorite products from Bone Charge is the infrared sauna blanket. The power of sauna is amazing. Helps me ease stress and unwind after a crazy day. But folks, it's a really amazing life hack. I encourage you to look it up. The sauna blanket helps me break a sweat. It helps remove some garbage from your body. There, sweat is a powerful mechanism. Sets up fast, heats fast. I relax or read or do whatever I want to do. I do about a 30-minute session. Did 35 last night. Kid you not, the sauna blanket from Bone Charge is a game changer. It's great. Try it out. Bone Charge ships worldwide. The sauna blanket ships free. There's no hidden costs. Plus, they offer a 30-day free trial with easy returns or exchanges and a 12-month warranty. Relax, revitalize, and recharge with Bone Charge and the sauna blanket. And Bone Charge, it's B-O-N-C-H-A-R-G-E. Their products are all HSA, FSA eligible, giving you tax savings of up to 40%. Head on over to bonecharge.com/Bongino and use code Bongino to save 15%. That's bonecharge.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino to save 15%. That's over $100 off. Get a good sweat going. It is very, very good for you. Good for your heart, too. Check it out. All right, back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, the deep state is our single most dangerous threat right now. And just kind of parlaying back to what I was talking about before with why we continue to lose, because these swampy chumps want to continue to get dog walked by the liberals. If you don't understand the fight we're in, I'm asking you kindly, either get on the team or stop sucking up our assets and get out. Addition by subtraction is not a thing. I understand that. But subtraction is. If you are killing us like a malignancy, then we have to excise you from the body politic. You're doing us no good. You're too stupid to be in our movement. The deep state is killing us. I don't want to hear any more about it was the standard paperwork. We should all just move along. You move along. You go away. I've never been more convinced that this is our blind spot. Our blind spot is in our own party. The snakes are in the tent. Once we get them out, become more unified like the Democrats are, we will start to win. But it's not going to happen until we get rid of this cancer. This is a series of headlines I'm going to give you here. This segment is going to be troubling. I'm just warning you in advance. It's not like a viewer discretion advice thing. It's one of these, like, it's hard to believe all this happened just this week, but it did. So for those of you out there arguing over standard paperwork or not, I still have no idea what you're talking about. Just tell me again, like the deep state didn't do this whole thing. The deep state's all a mirage. It's all fake. Did you see this New York Post article about Dr. Fauci? He was part of the state, right? You know, the state, like he worked for the federal government. You see, it emerged yesterday that one of his National Institutes of Health, the advisors, David Moranz, couldn't recall if they deleted COVID records and laughed off Fauci's FOIA evasions. This guy, they note, David Moranz from the National Institutes of Health, during the whole COVID thing, quote, conducted official government business from his private email account and solicited help from the FOIA office to dodge records requests, according to emails obtained by the House about the coronavirus pandemic. I thought there was no deep state. I thought the state, they were just all benevolent public servants who just wanted to help, right? They're nice and kind. They're like Robin Hood. They rob from the rich and give to the rich. It goes on. Listen to some of these emails. This is a guy at the National Institutes of Health. You pay these people. Here's an actual email. By the way, FOIA means Freedom of Information Act requests. So I'm sorry, there's liberals listening. Quote, there's no worry about FOIAs. I can either send stuff to Tony Fauci on his private Gmail or hand it to him at work or at his house, Morenz wrote in an email. Fauci is too smart to let colleagues send him stuff that could cause trouble. Well, keep that up a second. This gets even worse. These people work for you.
No deep state, bro. It's all on the up and up. Standard procedure.
Here's another email. We're all smart enough to know to never have smoking guns. And if we did, we wouldn't put them in emails. And if we found them, we'd delete them. Read an email sent just 2 months after EcoHealth's Wuhan grant was initially suspended. Now, Evita, you actually went to war with a college you were at over this thing. How does that make you feel? You got these guys behind you saying, the government, you're paying them. They're there to work for you. And apparently they know stuff about smoking guns and they're deleting stuff. Must make everybody, you feel particularly wonderful. You wasted all this time fighting with your school, distracting from your education about being forced to get a vaccine you didn't want to get. Knowing the people in the government were here to help, man. They were here to help.
It's infuriating. They abused every American during COVID. Seriously.
Nobody knows better than you.
I had to sue my university over it with the vaccine mandate.
Had to sue. So you weren't learning? You were busy suing?
Busy suing.
Didn't you wait? You paid to go to school, right? Not to get... You paid to go to school, not to be told what to inject into your shoulder.
Not only that, we had to go to remote learning, defrauding us out of our tuition dollars.
Oh, remote learning. That's great, remote learning. I can do that online. I can go to the Khan Academy. It's good to know. Good to know you paid all that money at the University of Chicago. But it's the government, folks. As Ronald Reagan said, don't worry. They're from the government. They're here to help. Of course, told you those were the most dangerous words in the English language. You know why he said that? Because they are. What's that? Oh, the chat didn't know that's Evita? That's Evita. I mean, who'd you think that was? Some random woman who just showed up in the studio? We only have three people here. It's Evita. Evita Duffy. Sorry, I should say she fills in on my radio show too. So in the studio now is Evita. Obviously, Gee, been here forever. And Justin's back from school. We always love. So I should just got, once we get the new studio and we have cameras everywhere, it'll make more sense. But you're probably like, who's that voice? Is that Paula? No, it's not Paula. It's Evita. They do kind of look a little bit alike, though. If I showed you a picture of Paula when she was younger next to Evita, you'd be like, wow, they do look alike a lot. Now, you're probably thinking, it's true. I'll show you a picture we just met. If you're probably thinking to yourself, wow, that sounds pretty shitty, like Fauci and the deep state screwing people over about the vaccine. This is just one deep state headline. Like one from where? From this week. From this week alone. I got a lot to get through. I'm going to get to a break, but just throw up that other tweet, the Jason Foster tweet. Here's another one. The deep state's not real, folks. It's all bullshit. Really? Remember the IRS whistleblower on the Hunter Biden case, the guy Shapley? Well, there's a newly released affidavit. Apparently, the CIA, the hell they have to do with Hunter Biden? The CIA summoned prosecutors to Langley, their headquarters, for a classified briefing on Hunter Biden's sugar brother, Balcony Bong lawyer, the guy who was supporting Hunter Biden with his money, allegedly. After that, quote, it was hands off without telling investigators why. Don't worry, folks. Justin, you ever get like a traffic ticket or anything like that? Anyone here been involved? You have. Okay. Did the CIA get involved at all? Justin said, no, he says, no, why not? They didn't get involved and say, hey, back off my client here. They didn't do. Okay, good. That's good to know. Justin said they had nothing to do with his traffic ticket at all. That's really fascinating. So Hunter Biden, it's incredible. They summon prosecutors to Langley and they're like, hey, man, we're going to tell you X, Y, and Z. And all of a sudden, everybody backs up. The deep state, folks, don't worry. It's all bullshit. I promise you it's all a conspiracy theory. I've got a surprise for you coming up. You know, I hate unnecessary teases, but I'm going to take a quick break. But this is important. You know, Mike Benz, we love the mics. You know, the two mics. Anybody know in the chat who are the two mics? Mike Davis, Mike Benz, two of our favorite commentators. Just great guys. Benz, I cut about a minute from a 6-minute video on his Twitter feed where he talks about why the CIA was involved in the Hunter case and how the deep state injects itself. It's the best minute you're going to hear all day. I got that coming up next. Again, these are just headlines from this week. The NIH screwed you. Fauci screwed you. Hunter screwed you. Joe screwed you. The DOJ screwed you. The CIA screwed you. I thought they're here to help. Guess not. Folks, I got to tell you, I'm sleeping better and feeling better. By the way, I slept like a champion last night. You can probably tell. I was kind of tired. Did a long day yesterday. You know why? I sleep on a Helix mattress. Everyone in my family has one. My mother-in-law has one, too. because they're awesome. The Helix lineup contains over 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections. The Helix Plus is a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and the Helix Kid mattress is designed for growing bodies. Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes, and your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix offers a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design, combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It's the perfect combination of both comfort and support. Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on for years, but the setup is always fast and easy. Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Buy one today. It's H-E-L-I-X. Go to helixsleep.com/Dan. HelixSleep.com/Dan is the best offer yet and won't last long with Helix. Better sleep starts now. Check them out. They've been a long-time sponsor. Our last sponsor, and I'll get to the Benz video. Another Mike. We love him. This is our third favorite Mike. I should have thrown it out. Mike Lindell. You know they've been trying to cancel him and MyPillow forever because these are horrible people. They're trying to crush this guy's great company. So they want to pass savings now directly onto you because they're done with this cancel culture crap. They're having a $25 extravaganza. But Mike Lindell started MyPillow. It was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. Buy them from Mike. Support this guy. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, just $25. Six-pack towel sets, guessed it, $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, yep, $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows. With all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size, I sleep on them. Just $25. It's an amazing offer. Won't last long, so order now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-637-4982. Use promo code Dan. Do us a favor. When you do, you'll get free shipping on orders over $75. Promo code Dan, MyPillow.com. Thank you very much. Okay. The deep state headlines from this week alone are enough to wake up the Mike DeWine swampy section of the Republican Party who genuinely don't understand the fight we're in. Oh, if we're just nice to the left, they'll go away. They will not. One more headline before I get to Ben's about the whole Hunter Biden, Joe Biden fiasco. Exclusive from John Solomon. You got to read this story. Put this in a newsletter. Bongino.com/newsletter. Feds secretly knew for years Joe Biden met with Hunter's Chinese partners on an official trip. Folks, they knew the entire time. Everybody knew Joe Biden was selling influence. Everyone. So why did nobody do anything about it? I'm going to sum it up in three simple words. Follow the money. Listen to Mike Benz talk about how the CIA cutouts wanted to take over the natural gas market and cut it out from Russian influence and use the Biden family and Hunter's eagerness to get rich to advance that agenda. This is about a minute of an excellent 6-minute video. I encourage you to listen to the whole thing. Check this out.
They need to, the CIA will lean on the Justice Department. I just did 6 hours of subscriber streams about the relationship between CIA and DOJ. And that the CIA will lean on DOJ to kill investigations into criminal activity involving assets of the CIA so that they can continue to do work that's in the U.S. national interest, even if it's a criminal enterprise. Because the CIA has a license to do that. They have the license to crime under NSC 10-2. The license to do criminal activity, as long as it's plausibly deniable. And Hunter Biden was a part of a plausibly deniable CIA operation to swing the gas market towards NATO. Okay, that's why he's untouchable.
Nobody explains the deep state, the blob, whatever the silly state, whatever you'd like to call it better than this guy. No one. It's why he's such an in-demand guest. And it's also, by the way, why the left hates him so much and is constantly writing hit pieces about him. Folks, you know, I hate to even mention books now because it's not. I'm not trying to sell you anything, and I don't want to appear like I have an agenda. I don't. This book I wrote, Follow the Money, get it from the library. I'm sure maybe a friend has it. I hate that. I don't want to say. The first chapter is an extensive write-up in 25 pages. You all read all the footnotes about exactly what was going down in Ukraine with the Bidens and Soros and everyone else, and you'll see what Mike's talking about, how non-government organizations, Soros money, the CIA, the Pentagon, the State Department, the FBI, were all involved in Ukraine. And listen to me, don't overthink this thing. When I say involved and what Benz is talking, he makes it very simple. He does a job, he does it 10 times better than I do. That's why I use his stuff all the time. Don't overthink this. The CIA has an interest in getting some stuff done. CIA people then leave and say they have an interest in natural gas. Then they go and become board members on NGOs where they make a fortune. And then the NGOs go hire government people like Hunter Biden, who has access to Joe, to influence policy that enriches them after they leave the CIA. Just follow the money. It's all in the book. You can read it. Just read the first chapter. You don't have to read another word to follow the money. Just read the first chapter and watch Benz's video. Everybody's making money off this. Everyone. They're not doing this out of the kindness of their heart. Hunter Biden wasn't on the Burisma board because he gave a shit about natural gas. People in the CIA who left and were involved in this later on, a number of them on the Republican side too, think they were doing this because they were nice? There was money in it. You're like, wow, I hope we're done with the deep state stories. Those are two pretty devastating ones. The CIA, China, Joe Biden, Mike Pence. No, we're not even done. This was just this week. John Kerry, we note in this tweet that I saw yesterday online, new documents have surfaced showing that John Kerry may have blocked the FBI and DOJ from arresting Iranian terrorists. Apparently, John Kerry was so busy with his lips attached to the ass of the Death to America mullahs in an attempt to try to get a deal that would likely kill us, that whistleblower emails reveal Kerry blocked the FBI and DOJ from arresting Iranian terrorists and agents on U.S. soil to protect his Iran deal. Quote, he even ran away from a White House meeting to avoid being confronted by the attorney general. Don't worry, folks. It's all the deep state, the silly state. It's all made up. Skip the dispatch thing. It's stupid. I'm going to get to the Comey stuff. Now do you see why, to tie it back to the beginning of the show, why the deep state, the blob, they're all making money, folks. Don't overthink this. I don't want to sound condescending. I had to learn this myself. I'm no smarter than you. I had to do research and figure it out. Like, man, the CIA, we talk about it like these people have like Jason Bourne powers. They're not. There are CIA people doing things with NGOs because the NGOs then go and hire them after they leave the CIA and they make money. That's how it works. Read him the first chapter of my book, how the FBI agent, Karen, how she leaves to go for a Soros operation after, just read it. You'll see what I mean. They're all making money off this. All the receipts to back it up. That's why they do this stuff. That's why the deep state is so threatened by Trump. Why are they threatened by Trump? I just said it because they're all going to lose money. Oh, they're threatening their ideology. They don't give a shit about their ideology. They care about their wallet. All the jobs they've been promised are not going to happen. Trump's going to fire everyone. That's why they're all freaked out. They even said it. Here's Jim Comey, for some reason, back in the media, after disgracing humankind, his family, his neighbors, his kids, the country, the cosmos, Martians, aliens, and everyone else. For some reason, this jerkwad has resurfaced. Here is Jim Comey freaking out that Trump is going to get in office now, and he's going to be, quote, coming for the FBI and DOJ. I always bring receipts, folks. I told you, this is what they're afraid of. All their jobs and income they've been promised are about to dry up. Here, watch yourself.
Think about a second Trump administration. What do you think the implications would be for the FBI?
Oh, serious. For the Justice Department and the FBI, because Trump is coming for those institutions. He knows their power, and I think he has regrets that he didn't work hard enough to corrupt them last time. So he's coming for them, and that's a danger for all Americans. He's going to put people in positions in those organizations. He didn't have all-stars the last time. He'll have the bottom of the barrel this time, but people who will want to do his will, and that should worry every American. This election matters. Because of a reason like that, people have to participate. You cannot sit on the sideline. I don't care how you feel about Joe Biden. You must vote for him because the consequences on the other side are too severe.
Do you understand this dipshit is almost single-handedly responsible for the biggest scandal in U.S. government history? the FBI's abuse of power to spy on Americans to try to entrap a candidate and future president of the United States. He's on TV like none of this happened. Basically admitting, I'm a garbage person, 6 foot six pile of human waste. I got caught, and I'm really afraid if Trump gets in the second time, he's going to figure out what really happened. They're not even, not to unnecessarily, but back to the beginning of the show, to tie this back to the beginning. You see why we lose? You get guys on our side defending weapons at Mar-a-Lago in a blue-on-blue situation, so potentially dangerous, they had to issue a standard briefing. Instead of just doing this the normal way, which is not to do it, you got our guys defending it. Yet on the left, the FBI director in charge during the biggest scandal in American history is back on TV like a respected analyst going, hey, God forbid that guy we tried to set up gets back in office. He may not hire, he may fire people. And the left is like, you see why we lose, brothers and sisters? We're not doing that here. I don't need friends. I don't want friends. Unfollow me on Twitter. Lose my number. I give exactly zero shits. You understand? I promise you guys now, I don't need the money. I don't need anything. Look it up. I ain't bragging about shit. I'm just telling you, you think I'm here for the cheese? You're out of your freaking mind. I'm here for one reason. I'm not some former analyst. I'm not some Wikipedia lawyer. I'm a guy who gives a shit, and I do the show because I love it, and that's it. And I'm not selling you out for some freaking losers on our side of the town. Like, oh, we just got to be nicer. Ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to bring up some of Jim Comey's greatest hits as well, in case you missed it. Jim Comey, this guy's a respected analyst on the left because the left wants to win. They don't care if Jim Comey's garbage. He's garbage they can use. We have true stories we attack each other. Here's Jim Comey. Remember when he gave air to the pee-pee tape and admitted that and said, hey, man, I don't know, that pee-pee tape could be real. This guy's a lawyer and a former investigator. He thought the pee-pee tape could be real? Of course he didn't. He's a freaking discredited sociopathic liar. Watch this.
Honestly, never thought these words would come out of my mouth, but I don't know whether the current president of the United States with prostitutes peeing on each other in Moscow in 2013. It's possible, but I don't know.
I'm watching you guys. It's possible. This guy's a lawyer and an investigator. He thinks it's possible there's a pee-pee tape out there, knowing Trump's a germaphobe. And it would have been all over social media in 5 minutes. Holy Moses. I asked the boys, I said, listen, you got to do me a favor. You got to put together for me a quick montage of Jim Comey's additional greatest hits by Jim Comey. Hat tip to the fellas in the production team. Just again, in case you think we're fighting. Oh, yeah, it's just standard operating procedure. We're fighting lunatics. This guy is a crazy person, Jim Comey. Here's some of the stuff he did in the past. He's back on TV commenting like a respected analyst. Check this out.
And the only thing I could think to say, because I was playing in my mind, because I was going to remember every word he said, I was playing in my mind, what should my response be? And that's why I very carefully chose the words. And look, I've seen the tweet about tapes. Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
Bottom of the barrel this time. But people who will want to do his will, and that should worry every American.
Been released. My recollection was it was part of a broader mosaic of facts that were.
This fever around Donald Trump in the MAGA world will eventually break, but it's become somehow a nutty article of faith that the FBI is out to get Republicans.
Wanted to send agents into the White House itself to interview a senior official. You would work through the White House counsel, and there'd be discussions and approvals and who would be there. And I thought, it's early enough, let's just send a couple guys over.
Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case.
You believe this, man? Is this for real? Now, I'm going to sum up this deep state segment just like I opened it up. For the people who, again, supposedly on our side, who have no freaking clue and they're the snakes inside the tent killing us, I'm going to put the icing on the cake for you right here. Here's the great Julie Kelly, one of the good ones. If you're attacking Julie, you're probably a loser who should find a new line of work. Julie discovers stuff magically no one else does, maybe outside of Darren Beatty. Darren does good work, too. She noticed something about the Trump raid search warrant, that the magistrate judge was a Bruce Reinhardt, who apparently had it sworn to him by WhatsApp, by an agent of the FBI. Yeah, let's just go into Mar-a-Lago with guns and do the standard use of force briefing. Because we got to cover our asses. By their own words, that's what we do. Just in case there's, what, a shootout at Mar-a-Lago? Maybe avoid that. Maybe we just don't go in there in a raid style and figure out a way to do it not confrontationally. Oh my gosh, that's so crazy. The great Maze Moore on Twitter found this little video. I want you to listen to this guy. His name is, what's this guy's name again? Bruce Reinhardt, the same guy? So this video is of Bruce Reinhardt, the guy who signed off. It's very common. Maybe it's a different, I honestly don't know. So Maze Moore puts together this little video. It's the same guy here, apparently arguing that the Lois Lerner IRS scandal, when they were targeting conservative groups, remember when they deleted a bunch of emails? Here's Bruce Reinhardt just explaining it all away. I'm sure this guy's just totally unbiased, and you're right. Standard operating procedure. Don't you worry. We're just covering our asses in case we got to kill someone. Don't worry, folks. It's just SOP. Check this out.
And one of the problems with that might be the fact that there have been some new emails surfacing that Lerner apparently warned some of her colleagues about that. Maybe you've seen those emails. Would that, and we have one on the screen here. I was cautioning folks about emails and how we can have, we had several occasions where Congress has asked for emails. Now, was this getting back to what you were mentioning at the very onset of this interview, where you have maybe this is a smoking gun that proves there was some sort of conspiracy here?
Possibly. It depends, again, how one reads that email. It could be read one way to say that destroy what we already have, which would, of course, be criminal. Or it could be construed to say, going forward, recognize that Congress may ask for our emails, so be careful what you put in writing. Because I think at the end of the day, what originally happened here is probably not a crime. And to the extent there's concerns about the non-production of the emails, I think she has enough insulation between her and those production issues that, barring some other real smoking gun, I don't see it.
Holy Moses, the IRS had to issue an official apology for targeting conservative groups, and you've got this magistrate, now judge, on TV like, well, you know, this could be read two ways. Maybe they deleted emails, but just that you, I love the way he caveats it, or as if this is any better, or it was just a warning like, we want to hide stuff from the American people we work for at the IRS, so make sure not to send anything over email because it'll make us look bad. I'm not sure which one's worse. He acts like the second one, like the latter is like, nah, it's definitely the better thing. But don't worry, sign the search. No big deal, folks. It's again, standard guns, Mar-a-Lago, judges, IRS, nothing to see here, man. Don't worry about it. Let's go back to the Sam Alito flag story. It's definitely worth our time. And just, I'd like to see again, the lefties beating themselves up over the Sam Alito made-up flag story. Okay, don't hold your breath on that because you'll be freaking dead and you'll suffocate from massive CO2 inside your lungs. Folks, the difference between us and the left is we genuinely, and we should, try to do the right thing. Why? Because I believe in Jesus Christ and I believe doing the right thing is worth doing the right thing because it's worth doing the right thing because that's what he asks us to do. I'm serious about this. Forget the law. However, even Jesus didn't ask you to be stupid. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. When you're dealing with a group of government tyrants who are getting ready to destroy lives, destroy the economy, and destroy our country, and set us up for a national security, economic, healthcare, and education disaster, it is your obligation to fight back. No one asks you in any religion to be a sucker and to be voluntarily stupid. The difference in the left is they don't care. If they look immoral, they don't care if they act unethically. This shit doesn't bother them one bit. I just played for this Reinhardt guy. Then we played video before Jim Comey, just acknowledging, like, here's AOC, the moron who is couldn't get anyone to show up in the Bronx and was making fun of Trump. Here's AOC on TV the other day. If you missed this, this is a gem. Just basically openly bragging about the lawfare against Donald Trump. Openly. It's like we got an ankle bracelet on him, locking him down to New York. And the left media is like, we got him, AOC. This is who they are. Get out of the tent if you can't figure this out, dumbasses. Take a look.
By the way, he's doing it in the South Bronx, not to make a point, but because he's got court, and the man practically has the legal version of an ankle bracelet around him, and he can't leave the five boroughs because he always has to be in court. And so it is truly an embarrassment to him, and I am looking forward to the response of everyday Bronxites talking about how they feel about him coming to their back.
Folks, they openly brag about it. This is what we're up against. The entire premise of today's show has been exactly this. Please stop wasting time shitting in our own tent. If we screw something up, call it out. Weeks and weeks get wasted with the dispatch, some people at National Review crowd wasting their time and energy coming after us for true stories we give an accurate spin on, while the left openly brags about tyranny. It's like you're like obtuse to what's going on in this glass house outside. You can see it. Thankfully, the Republican swampy side that doesn't get it, a lot of people are writing them off too, including impressionable Democrats who are coming over here. I want you to watch this segment from MSNBC. It's Friday. We like some good news. By the way, just one quick thing before I get. This is a poll, just so you know. I shouldn't have got away from that so quickly. This is a poll that Mika Brzezinski from MSNBC, she's almost crying on the air reading it. Nobody's listening to the swampy GOP or the swampy Dems. No one. They're starting to see that there's a choice here. Tyranny or prosperity. And that's it. Before I get to that, I hope you guys liked yesterday's show. Again, I don't do a lot of interviews. I appreciate you guys hanging with us yesterday. It did very well for us afterwards. We're going to be incorporating in the summer a little bit more of that, but I just want to promise you this. Even though we're going to have a new studio, the show's not changing, okay? The way I do my show is the way I do my show. So I don't want you to think like we're shifting formats to interviews and stuff. It's a temporary thing. I just think it's good to talk to some other people, and I hope you enjoy. I did it for you, not for me. I mean, I had to skip the radio show to do it, so I thought it was a good time. Here's the clip I was talking about, and this should put you in a bit of a good mood on a Friday, that the American people, actual voters out there, the constituents, aren't buying this shit anymore. Take a look.
In the latest Bloomberg Morning Consult poll, Trump leads in Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, while Biden leads in Michigan.
Folks, it's killing them. Remember, this is not a national election. Someone said to me yesterday, I was talking to someone at Patrick's. We were talking about it on the air, but off the air too. We were talking about, well, the cheating. It came up big time yesterday. I opened up yesterday's show yesterday. If you missed it, check out yesterday's podcast talking about the cheating. Is cheating going to be a big deal? Absolutely. Anyone telling you otherwise is lying or is totally full of shit. Cheating is going to be a big deal. But I've seen people online post too big to rig. It's nice. It's a trope. I get it. It shouldn't be rigged at all. We all agree. But what I like about the trope, even though I don't agree with it, because we shouldn't, I get what you're saying to him. But what I like about the trope is a lot of people are figuring out, yeah, they're going to cheat, but we got to win anyway, because there's no way to fix it. We're not going to fix the system if we're not in charge of it. It's not apologizing for it. It's not that we don't know what's going on. I like that people are starting to say, yes, this is a messed up system. There is a lot of garbage in it. But the only way to fix it is to beat these people so convincingly and then go from A system to B system, and B system's got to be bulletproof. These are the people we're up against, though. You got Trump on one hand, who does the Space Force, the tax cuts, the judicial appointments, has this amazing record, the Abraham Accords. He does all this incredible stuff. Here are his opponents. Here's Jen Psaki giving an interview. I assume it's about her book. Here's what she was worried about with Space Force when they got in office, which, by the way, is turning out to be a great idea, because that space weapon story I warned you about, I said, don't fall into the trap on either side, right? Remember the space weapon story from a month ago, Mike Turner? There's a space weapon. Everybody's got to worry. The one side was like, this is bullshit. They're just trying to get Russia money or Ukraine money. And then the other side was like, it's not bullshit. We should all panic. I said, folks, there's a middle here. There's probably some element of truth to this story. Turns out there is. Russia did launch a satellite. I'll play it for you on Monday. No, I don't have time today. But don't fall into these traps. The Space Force turned out to be an amazing idea. And what was Psaki worried about? Listen to her. This is how shallow these idiots were running up against this. They were worried about the branding. This is real. Check this out.
The name, they're like hurt by the branding of the name. So let me just say that. That was what was going on in my head.
What would you call them?
I don't know, but Space Force is literally the name of a Steve Carell movie.
All right, okay.
Could we have done something different?
If there is a clip that sums up this election moving forward, that's it. They are all bullshit, all optics, all superficial patina level stuff, the crust on the bread. There isn't an ounce of depth to any of these idiots we're running against. And they accuse Trump of the same thing. Folks, thanks so much for tuning in. I'm back on radio today in just a few minutes. You can always watch the radio show here. I have a favor to ask. Please download the Rumble app. All this stuff is free, by the way. Rumble.com/Bongino. If you don't want to download the app and want to watch online, tune in every day. 105,000 people here today. We'd love to see you here. And also help us out on Spotify and Apple. We've been jumping up the charts. It means so much to me. Just give us a follow there. You can always listen there as well. We deeply appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'll see you back here in the podcast on Monday and on the radio in just a few minutes. Thanks for tuning in.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show. From the NYPD to the Secret Service to behind the microphone, taking the fight to the radical left and the putrid swamp, you're listening to the Dan Bongino Show. Here he is, Dan Bongino.
Dan, President, and I just want to congratulate you and your fans, and you have a lot of them. On 3 years, 3 years on radio, that's great. A lot of people can't say that, but you're going to be there many more years. Your show is fantastic, and you are a wonderful guy. Good luck, and congratulations.
What the? I know, you know, usually I know you're up to something, Jim. Because you're like a little shaky before the show and you're never nervous about anything. And once in a while, like I can see he'll be like talking, Judge, the beginning of the show, we're going to like, today's 3 years on the air. You know what? That's right. You know, it's folks, this was not a setup. I candidly forgot. Today is, three. Was that really Trump or was that Sean? That's Trump, huh? No, man. Gosh, you caught me off guard there. To Jim, thank you for putting it together. Yeah, no, you didn't mess it up at all. But we will play it again. But to President Trump, thank you. That is very nice. I forgot today was 3 years on the air. Play it again. I'd love to hear.
Dan,
I'm
really
shocked.
This is your all-time favorite president, and I just want to congratulate you and your fans, and you have a lot of them, on 3 years. 3 years on radio. That's great. A lot of people can't say that, but you're going to be there many more years. Your show is fantastic, and you are a wonderful guy. Good luck, and congratulations.
Oh, man. Oh, thank you, guys. And to the audience out there, thank you, President Trump. He's a good man, folks. Really good guy. I'm a little surprised. I was actually going to come out on something different, like firing, and now I'm a little frazzled. Thank you. And I just want to say with the 3-year anniversary on the air, it's always important that we don't make the